Dr. Maya Angelou was known around the world for her extensive work as a poet and as an author who evoked the better side of all people.
Oh, you can sell your soul for money, then run off to the country for your cookouts and your parties on the lawns. While our children seek sedation in Eastern meditation or visions that go shooting up their arms. When you know that youth is dying on the run, and my daughter trades dope stories with your son, we better ask, what's all the bleeding and the kneading, the killing and the thrilling all about?
Her poem, Be a Rainbow in Someone Else's Cloud, urged people to stretch beyond their fears and to be kind to those different from themselves. Dr. Angelou's writings reflect personal struggles with racism, family abuse, and her irrepressible spirit of hope. Social activist Larry Little says Dr. Angelou's encouragement inspired him while attending law school at Wake Forest University in 1985.
Ma would send me little notes, keep up the good work, don't give up. I know there are times when you're going to get knocked down, but get back up and let's continue the struggle, let's continue to fight, make progress in the struggle for social change and social justice.
Angelou held the lifetime post of Reynolds Professor of American Studies at WFU.
And next thing I know, for Piedmont Airlines, she wrote an article about that's the struggle continuing when ex-Black Panther leaders like Larry Little can now do outstanding work in law school and lead the struggle for legal and social justice.
Little is now an associate professor of political science at Winston-Salem State University. According to him, Dr. Angelou played a pivotal role in supporting the legal efforts to help Daryl Hunt. In 1984, he was wrongfully convicted of raping and murdering a white female reporter with the Winston-Salem Journal. Little was one of Hunt's attorneys.
A lot of people don't realize that it was Maya Angelou who got the National Council of Churches to put up $50,000 for Daryl Hunt's release. And she did a fundraiser for us where she compared his legal lynching with what happened to the Scottsboro Boys. When Daryl was released after 19 years, Maya sent me the most beautiful bouquet of roses and a nice statement saying, Larry, you never gave up. You continue to struggle for justice, and now we can smile and rejoice at Daryl Hunt's release.
Dr. Angelou also played a major role in setting the stage for Winston-Salem to become the city of the arts through her support of the North Carolina Black Repertory Company.
Dr. Angelou was a mentor to my husband, the late Larry Leon Hamlin.
Sylvia Sprinkle Hamlin is the executive director of the company's National Black Theater Festival. The biennial event pumps millions of dollars into the city during a six-day period by bringing in theater groups from all over the world.
She embraced his vision of the National Black Theater Festival, and she supported us by making sure that the 1989 festival, our first festival, was a success. She invited some of her celebrity friends in, and we really feel that without her help, we wouldn't have been as successful as we were in the earlier years of the festival.
In addition, Hamlin says Dr. Angelou recently gave her support to the creation of a National Black Theater Hall of Fame to be built in Winston-Salem. In 2010, Angelou spoke with WFDD's former general manager and Voices and Viewpoints host Denise Franklin about her excitement of receiving the President's Medal of Freedom from an African-American president, but said she was saddened by a nation divided over President Barack Obama.
I'm sorry, my country is kind of embarrassing me a little because of its propensity to polarization. A nation's divided cannot stand.
And why do you think that is?
It's ignorance. Blithering ignorance. Much of it comes out of slavery and all of that. And there's racism afoot. And it's not just racism. It's sexism and ageism and so many ignorances.
We have no video camera here, so people can't see the expression on your face. But it pains you, doesn't it?
It's terrible. There's a statement. The statement is homo sum. Humani nihil a me alienum puto. I am a human being. Nothing human can be alien to me. It's so important to understand that. And the statement was made by Terence from 154 BC. He was an African.
During her 86 years, Dr. Angelou traveled the world, touching millions of lives and using words to unify all of us. Again, Larry Little.
Maya had a way of reconciling people and bringing people together and inspiring us to bring out the best of us and not the worst of us. She treated everyone with dignity and everyone with respect. And she felt we all should have a purpose on this life. And so in her own unique way, utilizing her writing skills, her celebrity and notoriety, she helped to bring people together of different races, different points of view.
She also nurtured many students on the campus of Wake Forest University through a global poetry class she taught. In 2011, Nicole Little and John Mundell studied under her.
Dr. Angelo, what I've learned from her is that, you know, you can't be afraid of who you are. You can't be afraid of what, you know, what your path is and what your fate is, because it's going to come. It's going to surface. Just embrace it now and continue to roll on and grow.
She was very open-minded and encouraging for all of us, not just me, to find our own voice in a poem. As the poem says, she is a phenomenal woman, and she has inspired us to see that we also are phenomenal men and women. Dr. Angelo, she treated us as equals. She was our professor, but she also considered us her teachers.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally.
Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.